Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We have got your week 10 starts and sits, and we are giving away a signed jersey right on this very show. Come and get it.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. What's happening, man?
Man, I need Justin Fields to get back on the field because that game just was not a good Thursday night football game. I mean, yeah. We need Khalil Herbert back. The Bears need help. Somebody help them.
I got a sleeper notification that said the Battle of the Mids is over. And I just felt like nothing said it better than that.
Exactly.
But hey, we're here with your starts and sits for week 10. We're going through every game, guys. But this is a special show today. We are actually giving away a signed Devin Singletary Bills jersey. All you got to do is be a subscriber to the channel, hit that like button on this video, and comment down there, and you're automatically entered. Hey, there's our boy Tommy, week 10. Let's go. What up, boys?
What up, Tommy?
Yes, sir. Tommy, giveaway show, man. You made it. Putting you on the wheel. You're in there, my friend. You're in there. But before we get to the starts and sits, we have got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Oh, yeah, guys, you ready to spice up your Thanksgiving? As we dive headfirst into mountains of mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, let's talk about the unsung hero of the holiday season, the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. That's right. It's time to go cold turkey on your old razor and take care of your own turkey leg with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. And enjoy Thanksgiving in style with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
Yeah, buddy. I got that thing, man. It is beautiful. Shiny. I feel like it's got the best of both worlds. You got to get the Lawnmower 5.0, guys. It's going to change your grooming habits. And like Trey said, manscaped.com, use promo code SUPERFLEX20, 20% off, free shipping. I mean, it's a heck of a deal, buddy.
Heck of a deal.
And we love those guys over there at Manscaped, Trey.
Yes, we do.
Check out Manscaped, guys. Yes, sir. But we have got to get into some things, and those things are the starts and sits for the upcoming week of week 10. Before we get to them, we got some craziness, man. The team's on a bye this week. We've got the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Dolphins, and the Rams. The Eagles, I wrote that twice, but hey.
Of course you did. You're so happy you don't have to watch them this week.
Yeah, I mean, dude, a lot of key fantasy players out this week, Trey. What are you feeling about that?
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, I'm out here just grabbing dudes off the waiver wire. I mean, it's terrible. You know, my Jalen Hurts, I got him in like five leagues, and every league I'm just squirming for a quarterback.
Yes, sir. I hear you. But let's go ahead and jump into the first game, Trey. This week we've got the Colts versus the Patriots. Germany, man.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Colts picked to win by 2. But surprisingly, I like the Patriots to get the dub in Germany.
Really? I don't know, buddy. I feel like the Patriots, this could be one of their games where they decide to be an actual good team. So I could see it happening. But I think I'm picking the Colts in this game, man.
I don't know. Something about the Patriots getting the dub in Germany just sounds right to me.
Yeah, no kidding, buddy. No kidding. But let's go ahead and jump to some Colts starts, man. Start Jonathan Taylor. He is back, and I am loving it. Zach Moss, I think Zach Moss' time may be over. So that's something to keep in mind. I mean, I'll hold on to him for a week just to kind of see what happens. But I think we're done with the Zach Moss show for a while. Start Michael Pittman. And I think I'm sitting Gardner Minshew in this game, Trey.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. Yeah, you know, Zach Moss time is just kind of – I'm not dropping him just because of the way running back depth works. If Jonathan Taylor ends up getting hurt again, we know he's a free fill-in. But, you know, unless I just absolutely have to, I don't want to hang on to him, but I'm not starting him.
For sure, buddy, for sure. Makes sense. But let's get to some Patriots starts, man. Patriots starts here. Start Ramondre. I know it's been a little rough. Go ahead, start Ramondre up. Hunter Henry – I think it's going to start eating up a lot of those targets that Kendrick Bourne left behind, and Devontae Parker he's out for this game as well. So I think Hunter Henry's a good tight end start. And I'll flex DeMarco Douglas and Juju Smith. Juju more of a deep flex. DeMario, I mean, with all the buys, I feel like he might be an all right start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely starting him. I got no other options. But, you know, it is scary to start any Patriots, but they're starting to look like they're putting up a little bit more fantasy points and being a little bit more relevant for us folks at home.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Guys, if you're just joining us, go ahead and hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. We're giving away a signed jersey at the end of this show. All you got to do is be a subscriber. Comment on the video. We're putting all the names on a wheel right here, this bad boy, and we are spinning it. Somebody's getting a signed jersey on the way out the door.
No doubt.
Tommy's got a question for us, Trey. Full PPR, who do you like, Hunt or Charbonnet?
Yeah, man. You know, I don't like either one of them this week, but the way it works, that's what we got to work with. I'm leaning towards Kareem Hunt. I think he's just going to have a little bit more of a role in the offense. I still think Zach Charbonnet is more of a wait for injury kind of player. But Hunt, you know, he's going to get some end zone carries. I think I lean Hunt here.
I lean Hunt as well. Charbonnet just doesn't seem to get enough work. Hunt, I feel like, is going to get more work for sure. So I think he gets more carries, definitely. So I think if Charbonnet got more carries, he would probably do more with it.
Sure.
But I think Hunt is the call here, Trey.
No doubt.
But yes, thank you for the question, Tommy. Guys, if you got questions, go ahead and throw them down in the comments. We got you over here. But we're going to go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Browns at the Ravens.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 5. And again, I'm going to go with the Browns here. I've yet to pick the Ravens to win this year. I've been wrong a couple times, but I think the Browns defense can hold them long enough. And Deshaun is actually starting to look like a manageable quarterback. I hate saying that, but the Browns aren't looking bad.
I'm going to go Ravens here. The Browns haven't looked bad. You're right. And I can see the Browns getting it. This was almost our game of the week for defensive reasons. But I still think I'm going to go Ravens here, Trey.
Jumping into my Browns starts, Deshaun Watson, I think you can fire him up. Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt is kind of looking like more of a 50-50 split. I think both of them are flexible in this game. Amari Cooper, you got to start this dude up. Like I said last week when Deshaun Watson came back, he took right back off to where we wanted him to be. But I'm sitting Elijah Moore, and I'm happily starting David Njoku.
Yeah, no, I like that, buddy.
Jumping to my Ravens starts, obviously you're starting Lamar. I think you can start Gus Edwards. With the Keaton Mitchell in this game, I don't want to start him, but I understand why you would. I just think that the amount of work he got last week was game script because they were in such a lead, but I understand the reasons, buys, and things like that. Just don't be mad at me whenever he doesn't put up a lot of points for you. And then I don't want to start any receivers in this game. I mean, unless you're just absolutely desperate and want to take a shot on Odell, he could put up a goose egg. He could get a touchdown. And then Mark Andrews, I'm willing to start as well.
Yeah, for sure, buddy. I like it. Zay Flowers, it sucks, man. Zay was really felt like he was starting to do something big there, but just it didn't happen for him, man. It sucks. I mean, you know, maybe he just had a couple bad weeks and he's on the up and up. Who knows?
It's very possible.
But yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. TS has a question, Trey. Do we like Sam Howell as a stream this week against the Seahawks?
Yeah, man. You know, the Seahawks have a strong defense, but you saw how the Ravens put it on them last week. So I think it's a fine stream.
Yeah, I like Sam Howell, dude. He's just stepped it up. Every game he seems to get a little better, have a bad one here and there. But I really like Sam Howell. He definitely has the weapons to do things, man. So I like this kid. I liked him as a rookie, just saying, man. I was calling it out before he even played a snap. But Sam Howell, I think it's all uphill from here.
No doubt.
And TS, man, you're on the list for the signed jersey at the end of the show, man. Don't forget to be a subscriber. Hit the like button. You got your comment there. Guys, don't forget to do those things to get entered in for the signed jersey.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's go ahead, pop it over to the next game. Trey, we've got the Packers at the Steelers.
Over-under for this game is 38 points. Vegas has the Steelers picked to win by 3. And, you know, as much as I like the Packers, I think the Steelers get the dub here, man. The Packers have just not been putting it to the level I want it to. And the Steelers, man, the Steelers are just one of those teams that it's not going to look pretty, but they're going to do good.
Well, yeah, defense wins championships, they say, and the Steelers' defense has been on fire. I just think that Jordan Love is not going to be able to overcome T.J. Watt, and I think that's going to make the difference in this game, buddy. And that's for that reason I'm going Steelers.
I like it.
And T.S. says, subbed and liked already. Appreciate it, my friend. Appreciate the love. But I'm going to jump into some Packers starts. Start Aaron Jones. We got a little resurgence. We got to see a little bit of the old Aaron Jones last week. He's not on the injury report this week. Start up Aaron Jones. Romeo Doubs, I like as a start here, actually, too. Believe it or not, the Steelers defense, while doing great this year, they give up the 6th most fantasy points to wide receivers. So for that reason, I'm starting Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. And I like Luke Musgrave as a start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I can dig it. Christian Watson scares me, but I'm big on starting Romeo Doubs and Musgrave this week.
Yeah, no, I get it on the hurt. And I just think he's due for an up game. He's got one touchdown this year. I think this is the game where Christian Watson does some things.
Heard that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get to some Steelers starts. I know it's tough. I like Najee as a start. And in this game particularly, I don't like Jaylen Warren as a start. I do like Najee, though. Deonta Johnson, you got to keep starting him up. Sit George Pickens. It feels like the Steelers' offense is only able to support one decent wide receiver. And this year, it seems like Deonta Johnson is that wide receiver. But, yeah, that's all I got for the Steelers. What do you think?
Yeah, man, Deonta Johnson, you know, I was calling in the preseason. I knew he'd have a great year. Obviously, he got injured, so it took a long time to build up. But here we are, and he's killing it.
You did that, my friend. You did that. You did call that. But, yeah, Deonta Johnson, I like to see it. I like to see it. But let's jump to the next game, Trey. Hopping on down to the 49ers at the Jaguars.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas have the Niners picked to win by 2.5. And I got to believe they don't lose 4 in a row. I got to go Niners.
Yeah, I think I do. I agree with you, buddy. I think the Niners, clear their losing streak. And I think that's the right call, buddy.
No doubt. But jumping into my Niners starts, Brock Purdy, I think, is definitely manageable, especially in super flex leagues. Christian McCaffrey, you know he's going to get a touchdown. He's got to keep that streak up. Debo Samuel, good to go, ready to play. Start him up. And Brandon Ayuk as well. And George Kittle, get him in there for the start.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
Easy, simple, and sweet. The Niners offense.
I mean, yeah, it's all the things that you know. What'd you say, Debo is a start?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jumping to my Jaguars starts, Trevor Lawrence, fire him up. Travis Etienne, thank God he's back because that bye week hurt me. Fire him up. Calvin Ridley, 2 weeks ago, had a good week. I think you ride it. Christian Kirk as well, Zay Jones out of this game. So both of those guys, I think, will have a little bit of a kick up. And Evan Ingram, I think, is a decent start as well.
Yeah, I like it, buddy. I like it. I actually have a question for you, man. Dalton Schultz or Evan Ingram?
Yeah, man, you know, I like Evan Ingram more, but this week specifically with the way the Houston, you know, Nico Collins being out and things like that and just matchup-based Niners defense and things, I think I would lean Dalton Schultz.
I like it. I like it. I like it, buddy. That's going to be a good game. Guys, don't forget to throw a comment down, like the video, subscribe if you haven't done so already. We're giving away a signed jersey at the end of this show. Putting your name on a wheel, we're spinning it, and somebody is going home with that thing.
It could be you.
It could be. It could be. But let's skip it over to the next game, Trey. We have got the Saints at the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas has the Saints picked to win by three. No thank you. Joshua Dobbs comes through and cleans up.
Wow. You have so much faith in Joshua Dobbs. Where were you when he was on the Cardinals?
Saying that you should start him. I didn't say he'd get the win, but I'd say you could start him. I think he's got the pieces on the Vikings to actually get the win and be startable.
Well, I'm taking the Saints in this game, and I don't want the Saints to win because they're in my division, but I think the Saints take the dub. They're starting to figure things out, and I think it's starting to show. But let's go ahead and jump to some Saints. Start Derek Carr because he is starting to figure out how to drive that car. Alvin Kamara, got to start him. Chris Olave, I like as a start. Michael Thomas, I do not like as a start. Put up a goose egg last week. I'm sitting him this week. But I do like Rashid Shaheed as a start. And don't worry, I won't forget about your boy Taysom Hill. We can start Taysom Hill up at least until, you know, he does the Taysom Hill thing and, you know, does nothing. So
I don't think that's going to happen this year, man. I really think Taysom Hill is a dead set part of this offense, and he's good to go down the rest of the season. I wish I had him in more leagues.
Yeah, well, he was sitting on the waiver for a while, buddy, sitting there. We did have him on the waiver show, just saying.
No doubt.
But, yeah, I like it. I like it. Now let's get to some Vikings starts in this game. Start Alexander Mattison. Start Jordan Addison. Start TJ Hockenson. Sit KJ Osborne if he does play. And sit Joshua Dobbs. Sit that guy because I think the Saints defense is going to be too good and hold him up.
If you sit Joshua Dobbs, you're going to regret it.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm calling 250, two touchdowns.
Dude, calling it. Put a name on it.
Easy money.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see. Great stuff. I think that's going to be a really good game. The Saints.
I do too. Yeah.
I'm excited about that one. But let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey, and that is our Manscaped Game of the Week. This week, we've got the Texans at the Bengals, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals picked to win by 7. And as much as I love C.J. Stroud, I got to go with the Bengals getting the dub here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joey Burr starting to figure it out. Give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals. Take the dub. I like it. I like it.
But jumping to my Texans starts, you got to start C.J. Stroud after the week he had last week. Damian Pierce is out of this game, which leads me to my start of the week, Devin Singletary. Hey, speaking of Devin Singletary, we are giving a Devin Singletary jersey away on this show right now. All you got to do is comment down below. Make sure you're subscribed and like the video, and you will be entered to win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You will be entered to win this signed Devin Singletary Trey start of the week jersey. Do all the things Trey just said, and you will be automatically entered, Trey.
Now, Nico Collins is also out of this game, so I'm liking Tank Dell as a start. I'm liking Noah Brown as a start this week, and Dalton Schultz as well.
Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. Tommy says Nico Collins possibly out. He is out. Do I pick up Michael Thomas or JSN off waivers for a flex full PPR?
If I had to pick between those guys, I would lean Michael Thomas. I know he had a bad week last week, but he's pretty consistent this year with 5 catches for 50 yards. So if you're looking for 10 points, Michael Thomas can probably give it to you.
Yeah, maybe full PPR. I mean, I like it in a full PPR, I guess. I would go Michael Thomas, I think, out of those options, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
And Tommy says, did I win yet? Trying to get that signed jersey we got going on, Tommy. Not yet. You have not won. Guys, if you want to be entered, go ahead and put a comment down, like, and subscribe, and you're going to be entered to win. Don't let Tommy get another thing from us. That's all I'm saying.
But jumping to our Bengals starts, you got to start Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon is on fire right now. The offense is using him. You got to start him up. Ja'Marr Chase is questionable in this game, but he had a limited practice Thursday and Friday. And with the playoffs still kind of up in the air for this team, I think he starts. Obviously have a pivot, but I think he's going to start in this game. T. Higgins is out of this game, which is another reason why I think they're going to have to play Ja'Marr. But I think that that means Tyler Boyd is worth a start. And also Irv Smith. The Bengals are starting to use their tight ends a lot more. And I think that Irv Smith is not a bad start this week.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, they were using the crap out of their tight ends, man. And with those other guys out, with T. Higgins out, I like it. I like it. A question, though. What do you think about Irwin? Do you think Irwin is worth it, or?
I'm not even looking that way right now. You know, if I had to, you know, if anything, I'm going Tyler Boyd, but I just don't think it's going to be enough to matter.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask, buddy. Just thought I'd ask. But I like it. I like it a lot, but good stuff. But yeah, don't forget to check out the Manscaped game of the week, man. Gonna be a banger. Texans at the Bengals. Good one. Let's go ahead and jump to the next game, my friend. We've got the Titans at the Buccaneers.
Over under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas have the Bucs picked to win by 1.5. Well, they haven't won too many so far. Give me the Titans.
Oh, wow, bro. Okay, I get it. You've been riding for my Bucs, and they've just been letting you down, so you're finally going to take the Titans. That's what's going on
here. Right? Hey, man, Will Levis is looking good out there, baby, and Baker Mayfield is not looking great.
Well, I always feel like the Bucs can win any game, and I think they can win this game as well. Will Levis, the rookie, that Buccaneers defense, Todd Bowles, they didn't show up last week, but they generally do. I think the Bucs take the dub here.
I like it.
And George Play popping in. Since we're talking about the Bucs anyways, Cade Otton or Njoku?
Man, that's a tough one for me because I do like Cade Otton a lot. He's been really growing in targets and things, but Njoku seems very safe. But, you know, with the Titans defense and everything, I think, honestly, I'm leaning Njoku. As much as I want to say Cade Otton, I think it's Njoku here.
I agree. I agree with the Njoku. The only thing that worries me is the Ravens defense against tight ends. But I just feel like Njoku is the safer bet here, Trey. So I'm going to agree with you. And then Tommy says Goddard's out. Do I go with Otton or Logan Thomas until he comes back?
Again, same situation. I like Cade Otton a lot, but Logan Thomas is the safer bet for me. I think I lean Logan.
With you again. It's just Cade Otton. We know that he can just do not much
right
in it easily, you know?
Yep.
And George Play, we got you on the list to win the signed Devin Singletary jersey. Got you on the list there, guys. At the end of this video, we're putting everybody's names on there. We're spinning this bad boy, and we're sending somebody home a signed NFL jersey with authentication. All you got to do is comment, and you're in. Comment, like, subscribe.
Boom, boom.
Let's go to some Titans starts in this game. I like Will Levis as a start. Don't expect anything amazing, but I think he shows out a little bit. Some deep bombs to D-Hop, who I'm also starting because he's going to be on the other side of those deep bombs. And I like Chig Okonkwo as a start in this game, actually. He's been kind of getting a little more work here and there, and I think Will Levis likes his tight end. We know that rookies generally do like those tight ends, so I think Chig Okonkwo gets a little work here. And I'm sitting Nick Westbrook-Akine. What do you think?
Yeah, man. You know, I think that in certain leagues, I think Westbrook-Akine is a flexible potential, but I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and move to some Buccaneers starts. Start Baker Mayfield, Rashad White. After the game he had last week, you got to start him up. I think Trey's one of them guys who threw him in at the last minute. Loving it. Start Mike Evans. Start old Chris Godwin up, too. I know he had a rough one, man, but you know he's a PPR monster generally. And Cade Otton, I like in this game particularly. I think he does well, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it.
Yes, sir. Titans at the Buccaneers. I'm really excited about that one, buddy. 12 o'clock. It's going to be a good one. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game on our list. Buddy, we've got the Lions at the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 48.5 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by one. Coming off a bye, give me the Lions to take the dub here.
Yeah, I'll take the Lions.
That's right. Too.
I mean, I like the Chargers. I think they could win this game easily. The Lions, you know, sometimes they just play their heart out, and other times it's just like, where are they? You know what I mean? And this could be one of those games, the way the Chargers defense played last week, but I'm still going to take the Lions.
Jumping into my Lions starts, Jared Goff, I think, is definitely startable in super flex leagues and even single quarterback leagues in this game. David Montgomery is back and raring and ready to go. Start him up with pride. Jahmyr Gibbs, on the other hand, you're probably going to start him, but be worried because they've already came out and said that Montgomery is going to get the majority of the work. So we'll just have to see how this plays out. But I have to start him in a couple leagues. I don't have any other options. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got to start this dude up. Sam Laporta, you got to start this dude up. And I'm not starting Josh Reynolds or Jameson Williams unless I'm in super deep leagues. I think they're both going to get a couple points, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah, man, I don't know what it is. You know, Dan Campbell loves David Montgomery. He's just a part of that thing that they're doing over there. And just Jahmyr Gibbs falls to the wayside. He just loves that guy. The only thing possibly happening is Montgomery goes back down and, you know, you're still sitting on Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, that being said, I also still have to start him myself. So just. Be weary, man. Be weary because they love them some Montgomery.
No doubt. No doubt. Jumping to my Chargers starts. Got to start Justin Herbert. Got to start Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen, got to start him. Quentin Johnson, I don't think he's startable yet, but have him on your bench. Find this guy. Get him off waivers. Do what you got to do. I think he's going to have a better second half of the year with all the wide receiver injuries on this team. And I'm not starting Gerald Everett this week.
Okay, yeah. No Gerald Everett, huh? What about Parham? Parham going to do anything?
No.
Do you want to expound on that any?
No. The tight ends for the Chargers are not going to do nothing this
week. Okay, buddy. Okay. I like it. I like it. I'm excited about that game, too. I think that one's going to be a good one, buddy. Good one. But, yeah, that's going to be a banger. Let's get to the next game, Trey. We've got the Falcons at the Cardinals, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by 2.5. I don't think so. I think Kyler Murray comes back. The Falcons are – Arthur Smith is just terrible at the coaching position. I think the Cardinals pull off the dub here. Kyler Murray comes back with a smile on his face and said, I've had enough Xbox. It's time for some football.
Is it interesting to you that Kyler Murray comes back on the same week that Call of Duty came out?
I mean,
is there anything behind that?
I feel like that's happened last year or something. Like every time Call of Duty drops a new thing, Kyler Murray either gets hurt or comes back.
Yeah.
But either way, I think he has a good week.
Yeah, I go Cardinals here too. I'm a little worried. He's got some rust. He's got to knock off. I feel like he's maybe not going to do that running of the ball that he likes to do. But against the Cardinals defense, I like the Falcons. But I'm going Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals in this win. But, yeah, let's jump to some Falcons starts in this game. I'm going to start old Taylor Heinicke up. I think against the Cardinals D, he does well. And that's going to bring me to my start of the week. Bijan Robinson calling him to have a good game. Welcome back. Bijan, he's going to do some things against that Cardinals D, and that's why he's my start of the week, Trey.
Yeah, man, I hope, because I'm tired of starting him up and not seeing no results, man. So I really hope he does.
And if he does, could be a trade target next week.
No doubt.
Just saying. I'm also liking Drake London, actually, to start against the Cardinals. Jonnu Smith, you got to keep starting him up, dude. He's been amazing this year. And I like Tyler Allgeier as a flex, like if you got no other choice, Trey.
Yeah, man, I agree. But Jonnu Smith, baby, we called that early on this show. If you were watching, you were in there.
Yes, you were. Guys, I see you over on Twitch watching. Guys, don't forget to pop on over to YouTube, hit the like button, subscribe, and comment, and you will be entered to win a signed Devin Singletary jersey. Get in there, man, because we got about another 20 minutes, and we're giving this bad boy away.
No doubt.
But while we wait, let's get to some Cardinals starts, man. Kyler Murray is back, and I am starting him up. Keontae Ingram, Amari DiMercato is out, and I'm starting Keontae Ingram up, man. I've seen him do little twitchy things here and there, and he's been pretty good when he needed to be. And with Kyler back, I like Marquise Brown to get a little work, man. And Trey McBride, I think's value goes way up. But I'm just not ready for a Rondale Moore yet. What do you think?
Not yet. We got to see what it looks like with Kyler out there.
Exactly, man.
Potential waiver wire target, though.
Potential for show. That's going to be a good one, my friend. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. We've got the Giants at the Cowboys.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Cowboys picked to win by 13. Obviously, the Cowboys get the dub here. I just don't see the Giants pulling it off.
Well, I could see... No, the Cowboys probably going to get the win, man. Definitely.
I can just tell by my Giants starts why I know the Cowboys are going to get the dub. Because my Giants starts this week are Saquon Barkley and Wandale Robinson, and that is it.
And you like Wandale in all formats or just PPR?
Mostly PPR. It's definitely just a flex option, nothing crazy. But, yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Not pretty at all, my friend. Not pretty at all, but I like it.
But jumping to my Cowboys starts, Dak Prescott, got to start him up. Tony Pollard, man, I don't know what else to do but start him. You know, it's not been the best, but it's not been the worst, man. I've got some other guys like, you know, Bijan Mustardson that I'm more worried about than Tony Pollard, but it's just not been great for a couple of these running backs. CeeDee Lamb, you got to start him up in this game, but I am not starting Brandon Cooks or Michael Gallup, even though they have the potential to do things against the Giants defense. I'm not risking it. However, Jake Ferguson, I think, gets a touchdown in this game, and I am firing him up.
Okay. Jake, calling the Jake Ferguson touchdown. I like it, buddy. Yeah, Giants, Cowboys, man, what the Giants, just they've been brutal this year, man. Brutal. Cannot catch a break, man. And I know Giants fans really had a lot of hope after the way last season ended. It's just been terrible.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and move on. We got three games left. Guys, don't forget to put that comment down there so we can get you in on the signed jersey giveaway. But yeah, let's get to the next game. Trey, we've got the Commanders at the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas have the Seahawks picked to win by 6. I think that they got beat up so bad last week, they come back and manage to pull off a dub this one.
You hope. But I'm taking the Commanders. The Commanders can give the Eagles a run for their money. I think they can just, you know, knock out the
Seahawks. You're probably right.
But your mind's telling you no.
That's right.
Yeah, let's get to some Commander starts, buddy. Sam Howell, I love this guy. Start him up. Terry McLaurin, start him up. But, old Scary Terry hadn't been all the Scary Terry that we know and love. So don't expect amazing numbers out of old Scary Terry. But I do like Jahan Dotson, man. Hopefully he's kind of got his feet wet and getting things going. I like Jahan Dotson as a start this week. Curtis Samuel, I don't think is going to play. He might. I really like Jahan Dotson a lot if Curtis Samuel sits. But if he does play, I don't like starting Curtis Samuel this week. But Logan Thomas, I like as a start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. You know, like I said, the Seahawks defense has been pretty solid all year, but they've had a couple rough weeks where they're getting points put up on them. So, yeah, get you some Jahan Dotson, get you some Logan Thomas. I like it.
Yes, sir. Let's get to some Seahawks starts. Superflex, I like Geno as a start. It's been brutal for all of the offense on the Seahawks lately, to be completely honest. Even Kenneth Walker, who has been incredible the first half of the season, really has just been struggling. I know he's had battling through injury, but Kenneth Walker, I do like starting him in this game. He has no injury designation, so I'm going to throw him in there. DK and Tyler, I think you start him in this game, man. I think they're going to come back and at least get you something with all these buys, Trey.
Yeah, man, exactly. There's so many teams on bye right now and all your best players. You can't sit DK or Tyler Lockett this week.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. There are people that would really, really like to have one of those guys.
Exactly.
Sure. Almost had to start Zach Charbonnet in a league, man. So just saying, man, I'd love to throw DK in there instead.
Right.
But yeah. Commanders and Seahawks, I think that's going to be a good one too, buddy.
You know what? At first, I thought this week there wasn't going to be a lot of great games with the teams that were on bye, but now that we're going through them, man, I'm actually excited for quite a bit of these games.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Me too. It's going to be a better week than people give it credit for. I'll say that for
sure. Exactly.
For sure. Two games left, Trey. Two games left. We got a few names on the wheel. Somebody's taking it home. But let's go ahead and jump to the next game, and that is Sunday Night Football. We've got the Jets at the Raiders.
The over-under for this game is a devastating 37 points. Vegas have the Jets picked to win by 2.5, and I actually like the Raiders to get the dub here with the new coach and the way this team's playing. I'm excited to watch the Raiders play, and I think that they can pull it off.
I do too, buddy. I'm pretty sure I picked the Raiders last week, and I'm going to go ahead and pick them again this week with the new game script. I guess the whole locker room was like cheering when Josh McDaniels got fired. Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sure.
I didn't know there was so much hatred for the guy in the building.
I know Devontae Adams was not feeling him.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's just like they did really well keeping all that under wraps, though, mm-hmm. I feel like, because I didn't hear a word, a peep about it.
Well, yeah, you remember all the stuff about their coach last year that wasn't under wraps? They were like, we got to keep this on the low.
You're probably right, but there's just so many guys, 53-man roster, all that. You know, if the whole locker room was turning on this guy, I just feel like you would have heard about it.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping into my Jets starts, again, a small list. It's Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, and it's nobody else.
I mean, yeah, I got to agree, man. Dalvin Cook hanging out on the waiver wire, man. It's crazy, man. We kind of talked about Dalvin in the waiver wire show, but Dalvin, man, where you at, dog? Where you at?
Yeah, man, it's not looking good for fantasy for this team. But they still seem to pull off some dubs and put up some points. You know, Zach Wilson is manageable quarterback. I wouldn't have said that a couple years ago. but now I'm calling him a manageable quarterback.
I don't know if I agree with that at all, man. Zach Wilson has just been garbage. I mean, I hate to say it, but he has not been good. He had one game where he was actually making some decent throws, man. And I'm just what does he have to do to make the Jets find somebody else? Why did they get rid of Mike White? Why did they do that?
So the Dolphins could be better?
I guess. I'm just saying, bro. Like, they had somebody that could at least give the team some juice, you know? They were banking their whole season on Aaron Rodgers, and maybe he's coming back next week. I don't know, but probably not.
Probably
not. Did I say next week?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple weeks. He said a couple weeks.
Probably not though.
Next week.
I heard there was a setback with his recovery and a couple other things that he's not very happy about, but I don't see him coming back.
Yeah. Like this season at all or what?
Right.
Wow. We'll see.
I mean, if the off chance that they make the playoffs,
yeah,
maybe, but I just don't see it.
Yeah. I don't know, buddy, but I know the Jets fan base was probably pretty upset. They were really just like, this is the year we finally got something going here, you know, and then there it went.
So sad, so sad. But speaking of the Jets getting beat, going to my Raiders starts. Josh Jacobs, I think, is a start in this game. Devontae Adams is a start in this game. Jacoby Myers is a start in this game. But I'm still not starting Aiden O'Connell or Michael Mayer, not this week.
Okay, yeah, makes sense, buddy, makes sense. I agree. It sucks. Michael Mayer, man, he gave us a little life and thought maybe, but I don't know. Maybe with the new coaching, we'll see some things happening. Who knows?
Who knows?
Jessica Welch popping in. What's up, my boys?
What up? What up?
What up, girl? What up? What are you doing? Hey, Tommy got one for us, man. Taysom Hill or LaPorta?
Yeah, man. So to me, it's Taysom Hill. You know, Laporta will probably put up a good solid number, but Taysom Hill's ceiling is just uncapped. I mean, this dude's throwing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, catching touchdowns. I like Taysom Hill.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go Laporta. I mean, I like
take the safer road. I like it.
I will. Yeah, I will. I just exactly because Taysom Hill. Yeah, he's getting the work, but will it continue to happen? Who knows? You say yes. I say we'll see.
I like it.
I like it too, buddy. I like it. But guys, one more game left, and then we're spinning the wheel. Somebody's going to win a signed jersey. All you got to do is comment down below, like the video, subscribe, and we'll put you on the wheel, and you will be entered to win this signed jersey.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it. But let's get to Monday Night Football, Trey. This week, we've got the Broncos at the Bills.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas have the Bills picked to win by 7.5. And it's pretty easy to me to say that the Bills get the dub here.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll go Bills too, but I think the Broncos could do it.
I do too, but because the Bengals beat the Bills last week, I think the Bills are going to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And the Broncos, you know, they're that team that, like, you know, once in a blue moon pulls off a victory, but they did that already, so.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. It's just the Bills. You never know what team you're actually getting with the Bills. That's the problem, you know.
Very true, very true.
Sometimes you get that just banging offense that's going to kill it, and sometimes you get just punts and three and outs, so. Yep. Let's go to get some Broncos starts, though. Start Russell Wilson. Start Javonte Williams. And start Courtland Sutton. I don't like Jerry Jeudy as a start. Jerry Judy's got not much to play for. So it doesn't feel like he's giving it his all out there, Trey.
Exactly, exactly.
But let's get to the Bills starts. Go ahead, start up Josh Allen, quarterback 2 on the week, on the season now, Trey, by the way. Your boy Jalen Hurts in the number one top spot. QB1 so far. Where'd you have him ranked at the beginning of the season? You remember?
I'm pretty sure QB1.
We have to go.
Maybe
back
it was and, two, but
I think we're gonna have to go back and check the tape.
Definitely that. Top five, without a doubt.
Yeah, you definitely had him top five. I'll give you that one. I like Stephon Diggs obviously as a start. Dalton Kincaid as a start. Sit Gabriel Davis. James Cook. I'm starting James Cook up with all the buys and whatnot. I think James Cook gets a touchdown, though, in this game, man.
Okay.
So I'm going to give James Cook the touchdown at least.
I like it. I like it.
You like it. He likes it. He likes it. Guys, last chance. Throw a comment down below to get entered in to win the jersey. But, yeah, what are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, man, you know, we're here. We're doing it. I see all y'all out there watching. Make sure you put your comment down. We are seconds away from getting a jersey giveaway. We need you in here. Give us your starts and sits, whatever you need from us. But make sure you put a comment on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and you will be entered to win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you will. I'm going to give you guys a little time to comment, and we'll be right back. Right back.
Experience a new way to play daily fantasy sports and esports on Thrive Fantasy. Thrive's game concept revolves around player props, which are simple over-unders on player stats. Here's how to play. Choose your lineup of over-unders for top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. Each prop has a fantasy point total based on how likely it is to hit. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points and win a share of the prize pool. There are contests for traditional sports, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, and cricket, along with esports titles CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, Valorant, and more, coming soon. Visit the prop lobby and build your entry of 2, 3, or 4 player predictions. Thrive Fantasy offers the best multipliers compared to the competition. Choose correctly, and you could win big. Thrive has awarded over $6 million in cash. Come and prop up today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thrive Fantasy. Good stuff going on over there. Yeah, there's a link down in the description if you're interested in sports betting, man. Check them out. Good stuff. Ryan Kendall popped in. Godwin or Ford rest of season, Trey?
Yeah, man. You know, I think Ford's going to be consistent, but it's going to be consistently mid. I think Godwin has much more potential with this Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hopefully get a little bit more umph in their step. And I think Godwin is my choice for rest of season.
I'm going Godwin as well, buddy. I'm going Godwin as well. Ryan also says, love the Rays hat. Feeling a World Series win next year. Ooh, baby, I hope so. I hope so. And TS says Rangers will hopefully repeat. Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. Tommy says DeMario Douglas or Michael Thomas.
I'm going DeMario Douglas, man. Germany game. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I think DeMario Douglas has a better week.
Yeah, I mean, he did last week. If you'd asked me that question last week, DeMario Douglas would have been the winner of that. Michael Thomas didn't get nothing. So I'll go DeMario Douglas again in Germany.
I like it.
But all right, Trey, I guess it's that time, Trey. Time
it is.
To spin the wheel and give away this signed Devin Singletary jersey to some lucky subscriber. Let's get this bad boy. Let's take a look at the wheel here. Got a few names on there, but let's go ahead and spin that bad boy and see what happens. Okay, David, congratulations. David, you are the winner of the signed Devin Singletary jersey. Hey, don't go ahead and send us an email, fourthinflex@gmail.com, and you will get your jersey. Send us an email with your address. We'll get it sent over to you. Ryan Kendall, you were entered into the jersey giveaway. Your name was on the list, buddy. Appreciate you, love. I mean, if you felt like hitting the like and subscribe button on the way out, we would appreciate it. Good dude over there. Good dude, man. Exciting, exciting stuff. Trey, giving away stuff over here on Fourth and Flex is what we like to do.
No doubt. No doubt. Congratulations, David. Make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, hit that notification bell when we have our next jersey giveaway. It's going to be exciting. You know, we've given away Waddle jerseys, Swift jerseys. I mean, you never know what we're going to give away on this show.
Yes, sir. And I love to see the good sportsmanship. TS says, good show, guys. Congratulations to the winner. Love to see that, buddy. Love to see it. Guys, if you like what you hear here and you want a little personal one-on-one action with your boys, and I'm talking fantasy football, of course, check out our Patreon. It's officially launched, patreon.com/fourthandflex, and become a part of our family, man, because we take care of ours, don't we, Trey?
We sure do.
And what else, Trey? There's something I'm forgetting to mention. What was it?
Oh, yeah. We got merch.
Yes, we do be having some merch, man. We got shirts, hats, anything I can put a logo on, I'm going to slap it on there. Go down to the description, man, if you want to take a look at our catalog. Always adding new stuff in there. And it goes towards a good cause, man. Helping your boys out with this show here, man. We love what we do, and we want to keep doing it, Trey.
For sure. We sure do.
We sure do. We sure do. Guys, appreciate the love. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go. Here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.